right. Well, once again, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10, the Bible tells us, increasing in the knowledge of God. Increasing in the knowledge of God. And this morning we'll finish our thought looking at the thought of knowledge, to know God's Word. And up to this point, we've seen that includes learning. We've seen that it includes preaching. And now this morning we'll finish up looking at the thought that it includes reading and studying. Reading and studying, two things of which, or one thing of which, I was not actually the best at in school. I enjoyed reading, studying not so much. But if we're going to grow as a Christian and in the knowledge of God's Word, we need to learn to be readers, and we need to learn to be studiers as well of the Bible. And so, Paul, the Apostle Paul, in teaching his young apprentice, his young preacher boy, Timothy, he told Timothy there in 1 Timothy 4:13 to give attendance to reading, to give attendance to reading. And seven times Jesus asked, "Have ye not read?" And, you know, whenever I see that question posed by Jesus, I almost picture Jesus saying that with just a little bit of sass. You know, someone comes to him with a question, someone comes to him with a, yeah, exactly, exactly. Someone comes to him with a problem or something, and he's like, haven't you read?
Is sass not sin then?
Huh?
Is sassiness not sin then?
I don't believe
it.
Yeah.
Say.
But, you know, but seriously, we've all had that moment. Someone comes to us, like someone will come to me and they'll ask me a question, and I'll be like, haven't you read the bulletin? And you know, haven't you read the bulletin? Yeah, don't you know what's going? Yes, yeah, some people say, "What bulletin? What bulletin?"
And the invisible bulletin.
The invisible bulletin. But seven times Jesus asked that question. You know, have ye not read? And you know, when we look at reading, reading is a very powerful tool. And when you couple reading with a powerful book, it makes a powerful Christian. And we have no more powerful book than the Bible. We have no more powerful book than the Word of God. And it's been said, one's reading is usually a fair index of his character. And so we'd like to read there in John chapter 5 and verse 39. John chapter 5 and verse number 39. Joe, go ahead.
Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
All right, and so we see that first word there, we're to do what? We're to
search
the Scriptures. So basically, if we want the answers to the questions of life, we need to go looking for them in the Word of God, in the Bible. We need to search the Scriptures because the Bible has the answers for us and for life. But we have to read it to know what it says. And then who'd like to read there Isaiah chapter 34 and verse 16? Miss Martha, go ahead.
Isaiah 34:16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her meat. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them.
All right, and so we see there we're to seek out the book of the Lord and what?
Read.
You know, simple instruction, read the Bible. Read the Word of God. And so if we're going to add knowledge to our faith, then we must read. There's no getting around reading the Bible. You can come to church and hear it taught and hear it preached and everything in between. But if you don't at some point in your life develop a love for reading the Bible, then you're always going to be just a little bit short on your knowledge of the Bible, because basically what I'm giving you is what the Lord has showed me through my Bible reading, through my study, through my prayers. And so when you read, you might read something and come to me and say, hey, did you ever see this? And I'll look at it and say, well, no, I've never seen that before. And the reason is because it's not that I haven't read it before, but it's that the Lord shows us different things and speaks to each of us in different ways with his word. It's always there. It's just, okay, when is the Holy Spirit going to illuminate that for me at any particular time? And so if we're going to have knowledge, we must read. And, you know, you think about the mind's like a computer. And the more knowledge that we put in, the more we can draw out of it. But if there's nothing put in, then nothing can be retrieved. I'm going to use a very bad illustration here. But back in the 90s, there was this show, Married with Children. And there was this, the daughter of the main character, Kelly, Kelly Bimbo. Kelly Bundy, she was your stereotypical blonde bimbo. And the family TV went, and so Al devises his plan to go on a game show to win a prize. It was sports trivia. And he goes on for the audition, and he gets every question right, but he doesn't get on the show. He asks why, and the host basically tells him, America doesn't want to see old people on TV. They want to see young people on TV. So he gets this bright idea to put his daughter on the game show. And he gets talking to the brother and says, well, how much knowledge can Kelly retain? And Bud says, think of Kelly's brain as so finite. The more knowledge you put in, the more knowledge leaves her. Okay, so he starts to teach her all the sports trivia, national, local, and everything in between. And as he's teaching her, you see one fact going into her head, one fact leaving her head. And it was a pretty funny sequence. One fact went in about sports, and then Garfield comes out of her head, so she forgot about Garfield. And so finally gets to the day of the game show, and she answers every question right. And they get to the last question, and it's a question about high school football. And Al says, I taught her more local sports than national sports. And the question is, and if you know anything about the show, the father's big claim to fame was he scored 4 touchdowns in one game. And the question was, who scored 4 touchdowns in one game to win the city championship for Polk High? And I know this way too good. Yes, I do. I've seen this show too many times to count. But, mm-hmm. but. He asks the question, and she freezes. The one fact that left her mind was her father scored 4 touchdowns in one game. I say all that to say this. The mind is like a computer. You want something in there, you got to put it in there. You got to read. You got to exercise your mind. You have to put things in there, because if you put nothing in, then there's nothing there to retrieve, Joe.
So you're going to start taking stuff off your laptop? Or?
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah. But hey, we got the laptop up in record time this morning. And so, I'll tell you. But Jesus said in Matthew 12:34, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so what the mind is filled with, that's what will eventually come out of the mouth. And so if you fill it with the knowledge of the Word of God, if you fill it with knowledge of God and the Bible and the things of God, then you're going to find yourself talking more about God and the things of God and the Word of God. And so that's what we need to try and do. Who'd like to read there Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8? Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Neil, go ahead.
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
All right, and so we see that last word there. We're to what on these things? Or what on these?
Things.
That's right. That's the fill in the blank. Things. We're to think on these things. And so, who'd like to read there Psalm 101 and verse 3? Psalm 101 and verse 3. Miss Rose?
I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes.
All right, so where does that know what before our what?
Wicked thing.
Before what?
Eyes.
Mine eyes, that's right. And so you think just as we got to update some of this wording. A tape recorder, seriously? Okay, just as a DVR, let's put it that way, okay? Just as a DVR or your phone plays only back what has been recorded, the mind is capable of recording what is read and playing it back. And good reading will include the Bible, good commentaries, Christian biographies, good reference material, all that good stuff in between. And he who does not read, you're missing just as much as one who cannot read. And knowledge, indeed, can be added to faith by reading. I mean, you come over to the house sometime, and right off of our bedroom, we have our home office set up, and our book room, and
explosion,
yeah. And so far, I've got two of my bookshelves up, and all of my books on the bookshelf. And what's in my office does not even compare to the books I have at home. And the way I usually buy a book is I go, and I have two criteria. Does the title catch my eye? And if it does, I pick it up. And what's that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Does it have words? Yeah. And
sitting on the floor in the bookstore, do you purchase these books?
Huh?
After how long of sitting on the floor looking through these books at the bookstore, do you purchase?
That's them? Half the fun, you know. Going to a bookstore, sitting in a bookstore.
Do they have coffee tins right in the bookstore?
Uh huh.
I don't sit there long enough.
and you know that's half the fun is going to the bookstore, sitting down, you know, going through, especially a used bookstore because they don't care, you know, new bookstores they expect you to buy the book before you know, or it's like
the first four chapters.
Yeah, it's like I got to know if I'm gonna like this, and so I'll go, and so there are books I have sitting on my shelf that I've bought, that I've started. Some I have finished, some I haven't finished, and some I keep for reference. Whatever that, yeah, some I keep for reference. There are books in my office that I keep for reference. There's some that I've sold off that I didn't need anymore. There's some that I've converted to digital. But I still like the.
I was just gonna say, sorry, it's level furniture.
What's that? It's level furniture, yeah. And, you know. But I
use
little
boxes to do that.
Is that? Yeah. So, but I enjoy reading. Ms. Rose, go ahead.
When one of the things that I got out of attending Bible college, I had good teachers, good professors. My English lit professor, Dr. Thompson, she taught class how to read the Bible, to read it with passion, mm-hmm. and to bring it alive. And so yesterday, that was my cup of tea, because
yep.
she did. She, and I have ever since then, have always tried to bring the Bible alive
mm-hmm.
because of what she taught us. And I guess I consider that a gift from her. You know, the Bible is alive. The people in the Bible are not fairy tales. They are real people that walked on this earth.
That's right.
You know, and that's what she taught us, and that's what I left with. And it has followed me ever since.
Absolutely. And but you know that knowledge, we can add knowledge to our faith, and we can do that by reading the Bible and good books to go along with it. And so we see learning, preaching, reading, and then thirdly and finally, under this topic of knowledge, is studying. And so, you know, to those that are still in school, that seems like a bad word. You know, and it's almost an oxymoron, because I enjoyed reading, but I did not enjoy studying. Because I look at reading as something that I wanted to do, not something that I was forced to do. But, you know, as we add knowledge to our faith, that must involve studying. And studying is different than reading. study includes reading, but the word study is defined as to use speed or make effort. And God refers to a wise man who finds the knowledge of God as one who seeks for hid treasure. You see that in Proverbs chapter 2 and verses 1 through 5. And studying is the Christian's way that we find treasures that are hidden. You know, the Bible is like that treasure chest that every time you open it, you don't know what you're going to find. You don't know what the Lord's going to illuminate for you. You don't know what the Lord is going to show to you. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. Who'd like to read that for us this morning? 2 Timothy 2:15. Miss Martha, go ahead.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
All right, and so the first thing there were to what?
Study.
Study to show thyself approved. And now there's two ways that you and I as Christians can study. Number one is through meditation, and the second is through memorization. So the first thing we want to see is to meditate. And now that when we hear that word meditate, this is nothing more than just pondering or revolving a subject in the mind. And just as a revolving door comes back to the same place again, that's what meditation does. When we meditate upon something, it brings up that same topic again. And you think about repetition. Repetition is still the key to learning. Meditation can be compared to the digestive system of a cow. You think about, you know, a cow's stomach. A cow's stomach is divided into what? Four compartments. And when the animal's eating, the feed is chewed only enough to be swallowed. And then between those periods of eating, the animal chews its cud. Mandy, when I chew gum, she says, "Oh, it sounds like you're chewing cud." And
it's gross.
How do you know? You've never been around a gal.
I'm from the country.
That doesn't mean anything.
Why would you chew cud?
But then the food is...
It looks like it. Yes!
And then the food is passed through the rumen and...
it's on there.
The... What someone with a cow, help me here. The reticulum?
Where are you at? Reticulum.
Reticulum, thank you. Don't know what that is, but okay.
It brings it back up.
To the mouth, okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, it's different.
And they have four stomachs.
What?
They have four stomachs.
They reach you the cud until it fits through one stomach to the next one.
Oh, okay.
Bring the cud up as reach you.
And then it's true. Then it's thoroughly chewed and swallowed again. likewise as Christians, we should be meditating throughout the day on the scriptures, on the Bible that has been read. Who'd like to read there Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8? Neil, go ahead.
The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
All right. So we see there that we are to what on the Word of God?
Meditate.
We're to meditate day and night. And then Psalm 1:2, the Bible says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he," what, day and night?
Meditate.
Day and night. And I like that first part of the verse where it says, "His delight is in the law of the Lord." We should find happiness and joy and we should delight in the Bible. And so the first thing, we need to meditate upon the Bible. And then secondly, we need to memorize the Bible. We need to memorize the Bible. Now, naturally, this is understood as to be defined as to commit to memory or to lay up in the mind. Proverbs 23:7, the Bible tells us, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 22:17-18, the Bible says, "Bow down thy ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge, for it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips. And so the last two fill in the blanks there, you have knowledge and the word fitted. Now when we get to thinking about memorization, there's a couple different things and tools you can use to memorize Bible verses and memorize scriptures. One of the ways we would teach the kids how to memorize, we would write the word, the verse on the board, and then we would play kind of reverse hangman. And what that is you would erase one word at a time and have the kids repeat the verse over and over again. So let's say, for example, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's we know that it's one of the most well-known verses in the Bible. Almost everybody can quote it, but for a little kid, that could prove hard because it's a long verse. So you take that, and let's say you take God out of the verse. For God so loved the world. So now you have for blank so loved the world. Well, they're going to know for God. And so then the more times they repeat it, by the time you get to that last word you take out, the theory is they should be able to say it. Another way that we used to teach the kids is that we would take the verses and we would write them on index cards, each word on an index card, and we would split the kids into groups, and then they would have to, we would have the verse on the board, and then they would have to put the verse in order with the index cards. First group to get it would win a prize. And we would do that a couple times with the verse on the board, so they would have reference. And then we would erase the verse from the board, take the cards away, give them a new set of cards, all jumbled up, and the same thing. Now they would have to set up the verse in order, but now without the assistance of what was on the board. And again, first group that got it would win. And so there's many ways you can learn to learn the memorization. Another way, you have an index card, you keep it in your pocket throughout the day, and as you have free time, you take out the index card, you have the whole verse written down, and you read that verse, and you put it back in your pocket, and throughout the day, you just take it, in and out, read it throughout the day. And then, again, the theory is, by the end of the day, you have committed that verse to memory. Miss Rose?
Yes, I keep a thing, and I keep one side of the memory verse, and not the other side of my note.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm at a red light, I can keep one eye on the red light and one eye on the verse. By the end of the week, I have it memorized because I'm not forcing myself. I'm kind of taking it as an easy pace.
Yeah, exactly.
That works better. And then the notes and stuff, I've meditated on it by the end of the week. Then, after I'm done with it and I have it placed in my heart, then I can take it out and pass it on to somebody else and give them a chance to learn it. That's just my way of passing God's word on to other believers.
Absolutely.
Not keeping it for myself, but to share it.
Absolutely. And so there's many different ways you can learn to memorize, but the best way is learn the way that works for you, and then to implement it and to learn it and to commit these things to your memory. And so, learning, as we think about it, it's not something that you go to school for 8 years, first through eighth grade. If you went to pre-K or kindergarten, and then, high school for 4 years, and then college for four, Lord forbid you go for your doctorate. I mean, you're in there for, 8 years? No, 12 years, or depending on the doctor you're going for. And then after, if you want to become a doctor, you go for med school, and my soul. Learning is a lifelong process. And even after you get out of school, you're still learning. And one man said, when you cease to learn, you will cease to lead. And as the Apostle Paul as he got near the end of his life, he was confined to prison. He wrote to Timothy and said, when thou comest, bring and the books, but especially the parchments. And so whether you're a newborn believer, or as we've been looking at on Sunday mornings, as you're maturing, as you're going on into perfection, becoming a mature Christian, you still need to add knowledge to your faith. You still need to be learning what it means to be a Christian. And, you know, as human beings, we're not, simply computers. And a man is not a computer expert simply because he owns a computer manual. You know, I remember years ago there was this joke this person couldn't get his computer to work, and he called customer service, and customer service walked him through everything, and they said, finally they said, check and make sure it's plugged in, and turns out it wasn't plugged in. And so customer service said, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to box everything back up, bring it back to the store, because you're just too stupid to own a computer. You see, just because we own the manual, just because we have the computer, that doesn't make us experts. We have to, we're an expert because he knows, he understands the information contained in the manual. And so as a Christian, we must not just own a Bible, we need to read it and study it and apply it our lives. And so let's add to our faith knowledge and add to our faith these things. And so any questions about knowledge and adding knowledge to our faith? All right, then let's pray and we'll be dismissed and we'll go into choir. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for this day. And Father, we do thank you for your love and your mercy. And Father, now we just pray that you would help us to add to our faith knowledge. And now, Lord, we pray you be with the morning service to follow. May everything that is said and done be done to your honor, your glory. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.